We have Connor Hellebuck and Adam Lowry here to take your questions. We'll go to the media center here at Rogers Place to Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking some time. I'll start with you, Connor. Do you almost feel, given all that your team had to deal with this week, being so shorthanded, that we kind of got cheated out of seeing, you know, the optimal Winnipeg Jets facing the Calgary Flames in this series?
Well, I think everyone, including us, wants to see a full, healthy team. Very unfortunate that it happened the way it did. But the guys that came in, they played great. So we left our heart out there tonight, and I have no complaints. And, you know, I had a lot of fun going to war with these guys.
And for you, Adam, I mean, clearly the battle, the compete was there, just, I guess, not a lot of finish. Talbot, obviously, was strong tonight. I mean, how would you break down this game four loss?
Yeah, you know, I think we had some chances. You look, start of the third period, Fly has that partial break, Copper and KC going on that 2-on-1. And fortunately, you know, we just couldn't buy a bounce. You know, it seemed like in game three, every bounce kind of went against us. And, you know, they capitalized on it, and credit to them. Yeah, you have to put the puck in the net. And, you know, it seemed like the puck would bounce over our stick at inopportune times. Or, you know, Talbot would kick it out and it would just miss, you know, a guy going in the net. So, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to kind of get that going. We felt like when it was 2-0, it was right there. And, you know, a couple of power plays where they generated some good chances. But, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to get one. We felt, you know, if we were going to able to get one, you know, we had a real good chance, you know, tying this thing up and going to overtime. But, you know, it wasn't meant to be.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Ted Wyman, Post Media.
Adam, when you look at this whole season, you look back at how things went in training camp through the whole year, a pandemic shutdown, these playoffs, what's going to stand out for you? How are you going to remember it most?
Well, you know, I just think we faced a lot of adversity kind of throughout the year, whether it was, you know, kind of losing a lot of guys, free agency or other circumstances. And then, you know, throughout the year to injury, it just never seemed like there was an easy night for us in the NHL. And, you know, I think the guys really bonded this year, and, you know, we really came together as a team. And, you know, like Kelly said, we'd go to war, and, you know, after the game, we would enjoy it. We had a lot of fun together. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to kind of put together some wins. I think, you know, you look at our team and, you know, we'd finally gotten healthy and we were excited coming into this and really excited to see what we could do. And, you know, you have some major injuries up front and, you know, you lose some firepower. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to go on that run that we had envisioned. But, you know, I just think coming to the rink every day, you know, it's a pretty special group when, you know, we get along as well as we did. I think, you know, you see the guys hanging out away from the rink, and it's not just pockets of five or six guys. It's the whole team. And, you know, that's really special.
And Connor, what did you see that Calgary was doing that was making it so tough to keep them off the scoreboard?
Well, they were getting a lot of good bounces, and not only that, they were creating a lot of traffic and chaos in front of our net, and sometimes that can go all our way because we counter on it, but in this series, I feel like it just popped at the most opportune times right on those sticks, and I was battling. I felt pretty good this series, and I thought the guys in front of me played really good, so to say we lost is... It was an easy thing for us. We definitely fought hard.
Thank you.
Our next questions come from Ken Weeb, Sportsnet.
For both you guys, I mean, what's it like to be preparing for the off season now when you may only start in December? I mean, obviously this is fresh, but what's that uncertainty like?
Sure, I'll go. You know, I think there's a little more certainty now with kind of, you know, a given start date as opposed to the uncertainty we faced, you know, at the beginning of this pandemic. I think, you know, that was really tough was, you know, how are you going to be able to prepare? How are you going to stay, in shape, whether you were going to have access to the ice, you know, whether you were going to have access to gym equipment, you know, when exactly you were going to be expected to be back, how long, and kind of what the format was going to be like. I think, you know what, knowing at how well the NHL has done, you know, putting on the return to play, and you know, I think it makes it a little easier knowing that they're going to have some really good measures in place for us to return safely. And you know, whether that start date's in December or January, I think, you know, it's still a little up in the air, but at least, you know, there's an area or a kind of a given timeline that you can kind of prepare for now. You know, it's, you can take a little time off. You know, I think that was something before this that was tough. You weren't sure if you were going to be needed back in 3 weeks or it was going to be 3 months. And, you know, that part of limbo where, you know, you're trying to really push yourself, but at the same time, you don't want to spend all your energy that you're not peaking at the right time. So, you know, I think it'll be a little easier, you know, knowing that there will be a little bit of downtime and knowing that, you know, we kind of have a start date in mind, whether that changes or not, we don't know. But, you know, I think it'll be a little easier than, you know, the little downtime we just had.
And Connor, for you, you're always a guy looking for lessons. What's going to be the biggest lesson you can learn from this series after what you went through after the pandemic?
Well, I learned how to follow my game real fast. I wouldn't say I lost it at all, but I definitely got better every single day. And that was really exciting and really fun for me. Not only that, I'm going to really analyze my game and see what's cost me because I want to be able to do more and do more for the guys in front of me.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll take a couple questions on Zoom. Please raise your hand if you have a question for the guys. We have no questions. Or we'll take one question from Murat Atesh. Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry for the false start. This one's for Adam. I'm trying to find the right way to phrase it, but it's about how much time there was so much buildup, that long break and then a 3 week camp and then heading out. And then to have that end as quickly as it did, are you able to put those emotions of that timeline into words?
You know, I think like you described, it's tough to put into words. I think, you know, a bit of a whirlwind. You know, I was driving out to Vancouver when, you know, I got the call from Paul that, you know, they kind of want us to start coming back to Winnipeg to get ready for camp and then, you know, making those arrangements and now figuring out when you need to be back. And then there was the whole CBA extension and, you know, there was a lot happening in kind of a short period of time. I think, you know, it seemed like it had gone months and months and, you know, we were waiting for, you know, the first wave to go through and we were waiting and hoping that, you know, there would be a vaccine or there would be some measures that would allow us to return safely. And then it all seemed to happen at once. And, you know, at the 3 week camp, I think, you know, it felt like it dragged on a little bit, but, you know, once you got to the bubble, once you started playing the exhibition games, it really felt like, you know, it's over in an instant. And I know, you know, we only lasted four games, but I think the best way to sum it up is a whirlwind. You know, you work so hard and, you know, you put in the time and kind of the effort to try and, you know, put your best foot forward. And, you know, under these difficult circumstances, you know, I think we all did that. I think, you know, there's no one hanging their head in our locker room. You know, we had some real tough circumstances that were faced. We came home, we played hard. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, our time in the bubble has come to an end.